This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
My wife broke her foot. She can't really walk, so I'm having to do everything, Jamie. And when she needs me, she yells, "Husband! Husband!"
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is great. Man, I wish I was her.
I keep
for being married to BJ Park.
I just want to stay here all day. I don't even want to go home.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free, easy, and the podcast will be there later today. Welcome to a Wednesday. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
How are you there, pumpkin?
I'm fantastic. I went to bed at 9.
You did?
Nice. Oh, that's early for me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Good night's sleep.
That
there.
Is super early for this one. Yep.
You slept good.
I did. Very happy.
Good.
Yeah. So happy. So very, very happy.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We're watching this hurricane. It's going to hit in about 18 hours, they say.
Yeah.
It's a monster.
Man, I know. Even Jim Cantor is scared.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I follow him. He said he was getting the hell out of there.
Yeah. He was talking about the... Whatever that pressure thing seems to be a thing. Whatever that pressure is.
He's not the same Cantori that I remember. I mean, I remember a day when he would ride this thing out.
Yeah, yeah. His knees are getting older.
Yeah, you get older, you're unstable.
Yeah.
Wind could take you away.
Exactly.
I get it, I guess.
Yeah. So that's
he's
why.
He's going to get out of there. We'll talk to her buddy, Angel. She's down in Clearwater Beach. And we talked to her yesterday. She was at work.
Yeah, just working away like nothing was going on.
She might be fine, though, because the way it's turning.
Yeah.
So she might be okay.
Yeah. So, this thing, it's going to hit in about 18 hours. They really don't know where it's going to go. Well, they've got a target area, but these hurricanes, they could change. But right now, it looks like it's going to go south of Tampa just a bit.
Here's what I don't get. Okay, so I like Dr. Phil. I know some people probably don't like him or whatever because he kind of became a sellout. Right, because he started selling all his products.
He's hawking everything.
Everything. Even his wife was like, what, selling moisturizing cream during every show, right? But we had him on our show, and I really liked him. And he was great interview, and he's really genuine, and I just really like him, okay? Anyway, so I follow him. And I don't get why he's helping all these people in North Carolina.
Like, what do you mean?
He's taking them generators. There was an old lady yesterday that has no food, no water, no electricity, and he got in there somehow, but nobody else can, and he dropped her off a generator, and they got her hooked up and stuff.
You don't get why he's doing it?
No, I don't get why he has to.
I think he just wants to, probably.
But why isn't the National Guard in there? Why can't they get in there?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like,
know.
It's weird that Dr. Phil finds this 83-year-old woman... You know, but we can't.
Yeah, like the government can't.
Yeah, like it, we kind of, I feel like we kind of abandoned them. Like, sorry, you guys are mountain people. Good luck.
There's been probably, I don't know, a handful of celebrities have gone in there.
It's just weird because they were saying, well, all the roads are blocked. But I'm like, well, how did he get in there?
Yeah. I saw some video yesterday where people were really touting Elon Musk in that Starlink stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he took it. So I guess the FAA went and let him bring in aircraft, like a helicopter, to drop it off, Starlink, up in that area. So he did drones.
No kidding.
Yeah, he took drones.
That's genius. Now,
why wouldn't they let him?
I don't know.
That makes no sense to me.
The whole thing is weird.
I mean, it's a major emergency situation. These people are cut off from the world. This guy has the technology to hook everybody up. Can't you just make a deal for like, okay, Elon, this one time we'll let you do it. Then we'll look at rules and regulations. Forget about rules and regulations.
Yeah, get these people help.
Get
the
crap in there for these people.
And of course, because I make it about me, everything. Right? Because I think, well, with my cabin being so remote and all that stuff, if some big landslide happens and I get, they're not going to help me. Dr. Phil will have to come.
Yeah, no joke.
Wouldn't that be cool though?
Yeah, like
you're
all of a sudden
down there in your cabin and water is waist high. And you're wading through. Things are floating in your cabin. And, hey, what's up, Jamie? Dr. Phil here. Hi, I'm down here to help you out and rescue you.
I know the National Guard couldn't get to you, but I can. I'm Dr. Phil.
He's in a little canoe.
Yeah, right?
Hi, Jamie.
It's just weird. I feel like we just... So if we've abandoned all these people, I'm worried about what we're going to do to Florida.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Seriously. Yeah, oh my God.
I don't know what to believe anymore. Are we out of money for rescues?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
It's so weird.
It's crazy.
It is so weird.
It just changes, every 10 seconds.
Dr. Phil for president.
Yeah.
That's my pick.
You know, I don't know much about him, and I never really watch his show. I mean, obviously, I've seen a lot of clips of Dr. Phil. He does seem like a very genuine person
to me. He really is nice.
Yeah.
He's the one that said to me, because we were talking on the air about this whole boyfriend thing that I had going on, and he's like, the best predictor of the future is the past. And I always held on to that.
So true.
I feel like he's not the one that came up with that.
I still like it. And I was like, that's right, Phil. That's right. Because he had just kicked off his show.
Yeah, we'll tag it with him.
He just had kicked off his show. Oprah just gave him his show. So he was new and nice and wasn't, cocky or anything. Wasn't selling moisturizing cream through his wife.
Look, I think that once you become as popular as Dr. Phil, I think that at that point, everybody looks at a way to make extra cash.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So you look for products to endorse and hawk. Hey, I'm not beyond hawking something. Dave, if you've got something you want me to hawk, just call me.
Well, every day it was a new book that he wrote. Every day it was like a self-help book.
It's like, this guy could go home and write a book in 2 hours.
I know. That's crazy. Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started here on this Wednesday. Welcome to the show.
BJ and Jamie.
She's part of that bomb at the box office right now called The Joker.
Oh, yeah. True. I know.
Poor thing. Things aren't good for her.
No, they aren't.
They're not. All right. We have giveaways today. We have a flyaway to Vegas. Maroon 5 will qualify you for that with a code word coming up at 8 o'clock. Also, The Fray is going to be at Mission Ballroom. We have tickets for that. We'll do it at 8:30. But hold on to your hat. Here's the big one. Tickets to the El Paso Speedway for BJ.
What?
Yeah, I got it all confirmed.
Forget the fray. Forget Maroon 5.
Oh, Jamie, I was in a meeting yesterday for 6 hours.
Nice.
Trying to secure these much coveted tickets.
Awesome.
I'm curious if we get any callers.
We will.
Oh, we totally will.
Yeah,
I think.
Like you said, your little kid wants to go. I used to go to stock car all the time when I was little.
It's a trick to get down there, though.
Yeah.
It's not exactly.
But it's not as far as you thought it was. It's not all the way in Pueblo.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how far it's going to, or how long it's going to take me to get down there. But El Paso Speedway, because it's BJ night.
That's right. Woo! The pageantry. The roar of the engines.
The crowd.
That's going to be insane.
So you sent me the contact yesterday.
Yeah.
So I called Joe. Okay.
Okay.
Joe's
the promoter.
Joe is excited. Joe is pumped. He's pumped.
That's awesome.
I had to settle Joe down. Yeah. He said, I asked him, I said, Joe, what time should I be there? Now, this is El Paso Speedway coming up on Saturday night, BJ night.
Right.
Because our buddy Nash drives there every weekend, mm-hmm. So we've been supporting him. It's really to go down there and sell his t-shirts for it. That's basically what I'm doing, right?
No, you're gonna drive the car. It's to celebrate BJ night.
So I said, Joe, I said, what time do I show up at Speedway? And I'm thinking, race probably starts at 7, get there around 6. I'll do a little introduction or something, maybe before the race or maybe in between, whatever. No, I have to be down there at 3 in the afternoon.
Why?
I don't know. And I said, Joe, I said, what time does it end? He goes, 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
I said, what?
Spent 8 hours down there.
Now, listen to this for a minute. Now, Joe might listen to the show. And, Joe, I didn't really run a lot of this by you, but you'll hear it for the first time now. But that's a long time to be at the Speedway for BJ and a 6-year-old, okay?
Yeah. Look,
he said, be here by 3 o'clock, and the race will end around 9.
What's there to do for a 6-year-old?
I don't know, Jamie.
I mean, even like a tour of the pit area is not going to take that long.
Well, I know you wanted a caramel apple. Even though we haven't heard that they have caramel apples.
Joe, 6 hours at the racetrack? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
He goes, yeah, we'll introduce you. We'll do all the, you know, the hoopla. We'll do all that in between races. How many races are we talking about here?
And what did he say?
Six.
Wow, six?
People aren't even off work by three. Oh, it's Saturday.
It's a Saturday. So I got a full day, Jamie. That means I have to leave my house like at noon.
Yeah.
And I'll get home at midnight.
Well, why don't we do maps and see how long it takes before you say that?
Yeah.
Because well, now I'm you're not scaring people off that maybe want to be caller 10.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Maybe I should go that route first. Either that or I may have a back problem on Friday or something. I may go home to try to lift a rock or something just to throw my back out so that I can bail on this thing.
People were betting that you'd do that.
Yeah. Pull out last minute.
Yeah. Well, right now, you've got a pretty good bet on your hands, folks. 3 o'clock, BJ. I'm like, whoa. What did Jamie sign me up for?
That is great. No, you're the one that wanted to do it. You told him.
Well.
You got on the air and you said, hey, I'd like to drive that. I want to race that. And so then they made it happen. So that's on you.
Yeah, but you took it to another level.
No, I didn't do it. No, I didn't do anything. I said, listen, they called and said that they want to do this. And you're like, I'm in. Yeah.
I need somebody to blame.
Well, it's
Spadell.
It would be you.
You ever get yourself into something and then you think about it and you go, what the hell was that?
Every time I make plans with my friends.
Yeah. It does.
I even thought about not going to San Diego because I was so tired the day before. And I was like, I can't go because I'd put the cabin together for my sister to visit. And I was just like, I'm not going. I'm not going. I guess what happens. You end up, you have a blast.
Yeah.
It always happens like that.
It always happens that way. You know, even with something like Bar Bingo, for an example, it's just that when I start thinking about it, it just seems overwhelming in a way. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I got to drive all the way to Wheat Ridge
North Glen.
You'd think that way. And I'm just being honest, okay? You do think that way. But man, do you have a great time. You're exactly right. We had a blast up there.
1 hour and 32 minutes.
Is that what it takes?
Yeah, from Littleton.
Well, that's not so bad.
No,
that's easy. If I can cut that 6 hour stay down to about 45 minutes, we're in, baby. I just got to negotiate with Joe.
Oh, God.
Joe's in charge, man.
And now, is Lisa going with you?
I think so. She's kind of wavering on it right now.
Considering you have to spend
Well, the 3 o'clock threw her off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, we do have a base, but we have to clear out still and get that going.
She's kind of busy.
Kind of busy. Got to get her hair did and things like that, you know. I don't know. But we have tickets.
I know. I'm excited.
Well, thanks to you. You also talked to them about the ticket thing. So they came up with the tickets to give away on the air.
I didn't do anything. They put everything together.
You make it sound like that I'm blaming you for something.
Yeah, I am.
I feel like you are trying to put it on.
I'm giving you compliments.
I didn't want to give tickets away.
We're going to do a family 10-pack. I got to fill up the stands. That place holds 28,000. Joe says an average night's 40. Not 1,000, 40 people.
Listen, you're going to go and you're going to have a blast. It's going to be like so fun, and you're going to get that like the adrenaline rush of like racing one of those cars.
Yeah, you get to drive it.
You get to drive a freaking race car.
Frog is so excited.
I bet he is.
And this is why I'm going, actually, because he loves the movie Cars. He loves race. This kid got up on last Sunday morning, and he's watching the NASCAR
NASCAR.
He's watching the NASCAR series on TV.
Did you buy him the little Amazon racing outfit?
Yeah.
I haven't yet.
Oh, my God.
No, I got to look
You people.
That. I know. I swear to God.
It would be.
I forget my child. I forget my child because I have to bet on racing.
Yeah, that didn't go so well either.
Didn't buy something for racing, but you're watching racing.
Right.
It's friggin' three horses. Number three. Never bet on number three.
Number three? Right? Yeah.
Lay
Are you supposed
horse.
To wait until they poop and then bet on them?
I've tried.
Is that
tried
not true?
I've tried pooping, peeing. I've done it all.
Oh, because if you think about it, we've talked about this, but, you know, everybody can run better after they poop.
Oh, yeah. You feel like a different human.
Yeah.
I bet on one horse that was really excited.
Ew.
I did.
Ew.
Thinking that he had some energy going. Yeah. We
need to take a break. After we give a horse with a who, you know, yeah. like a who.
Well,
yeah.
Did you know you're slower when you're running with five legs?
Of course you'd like that.
Great. Horse jokes with wieners. How far we fall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Ta-ta-ta! All right, it is a Wednesday. It's Wednesday. I feel like tonight... Everybody's going to be watching the hurricane.
Yeah, I do too.
But it doesn't hit landfall till what, like midnight or something?
2 a.m.
2 a.m.?
Well, somewhere in there.
So maybe we won't be watching
close.
It. Yeah.
Although they're getting the effects right now. I'm watching the webcam.
Yeah, the WFLA, if y'all want to go to WFLA on any of your social media, they also have some live webcams as well.
Yeah.
And then there's, which live cam are you watching?
I am watching, it's showing downtown the arena there in Tampa. I don't know who controls this webcam, though.
Oh, okay.
But
you can't see at the top?
You see the porch, and no, because I've got it on full screen.
Oh.
Hang on a second. I can go back. Let's see. Port of Tampa.
Port of Tampa. Okay, yeah, so that's another
webcam.
One you can go to
Port
as well.
Of Tampa.
Yeah, yeah, you know, if you just want to watch it.
I kind of like it.
It's like watching those bald eagles with the baby.
I think a lot of it is that, you know, if you've lived in an area once before and you know the area real well, then it's a little bit different watching it.
No, I don't think so. I never lived there. I still want to see it.
No kidding?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
I don't know why. Well, I lived there, so I that's my perception
of
it.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
yeah.
But no. I don't know. I don't know if it's interesting.
This one, because it is. I think this is interesting because we've never seen anything like it.
Never.
Yeah.
I mean, this is insanity.
Yeah. They say it goes back to the, I don't remember this one, the one that hit Galveston, I guess it was. They said it's the same setup as Galveston, Texas, many years ago, and I think it killed 8,000 people.
Oh my God.
In Texas?
What?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I think it was like 1912 or something, 1907.
Dear God.
Somewhere in that era.
Oof.
Is that right?
That's horrible.
I think it was 7,000 to 8,000 people died.
Well, we have more technology now and we can get people out of there. So.
Yeah, they didn't even know it was coming, I don't think,
man.
For the most part.
Okay. Yeah, and it's back at a 5. Is that right?
It is a 5.
Yeah.
They're saying it's going to drop down to a 4, and then before it hits land tonight at midnight, that probably it will be a very high 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And BJ, 1900 Galveston, Texas, and it was between 6,000 and 12,000 people.
Wow. 1900.
They don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, we have the new technology and everybody got out.
Oh, it's not going to be that, but they're saying the hurricane itself has the same characteristics.
Gotcha.
Somebody said, we're listening to you guys from Daytona Beach, and it's already pouring. So, there's a lot of wind and all that stuff.
And
so,
we have a lot of Florida listeners.
I know. Uh-huh. We do. You're not wrong.
Yeah,
we get texts all the time.
All the time, every day.
Schmidl was not able to find the audio. So last night, I think it was at midnight, in end of the era in Las Vegas. Now we're going to the other side of the country. In Las Vegas, the Tropicana was imploded.
It was?
Yep. And he couldn't find the sound effect, so I'd like to do it for you.
Okay.
Wow.
That was good.
I felt like I was really there.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh.
Very good.
Yeah.
I love those controlled blasts.
Yeah.
How do they do that, man? I mean, they'll literally go in there where another building is like 3 feet to the side of them, and it won't even touch that building.
I know. We used to do that. Because my boyfriend, they had an excavating company. Well, they do those blasts, and we go out and watch them. Sometimes they wouldn't go well.
Yeah.
Like that. I'm sure you've seen those videos where the silo only is sideways.
Yeah. Yeah, you get that leaner.
Yeah, it didn't like fall all the way. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of a bummer. Yeah. Sometimes it just don't go right.
And if that's your profession, that's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Way to go, Bill.
Right?
Way to go. I told you needed one of that right side.
Someone definitely gets fired.
They'll never bring us back to implode a building again.
Did you see the one? It's gone viral, and it's probably 10, 15 years old. But the guy, he's sitting there with his kids watching an explosion, and a rock barely misses his head.
No.
From the explosion. You've never seen that one?
No.
Oh, my God. It's terrifying. I mean, he was like an inch from being dead. Yeah. I missed him. All right. Anyway, fun stories with Jamie. Let's see here. Oh, Piers Morgan. I guess he's had to apologize to Jay-Z and to Beyonce. Piers Morgan had this person on. I don't know who this Jaguar Wright is, but he went on and blasted Jay-Z and Beyonce, said they were in a religious cult. Which we've kind of heard that before, the Illuminati or whatever. We've heard that about that. And that there was trafficking, there was manipulation. And then I was thinking as I was driving, because I just heard it before I left home. Didn't Beyonce meet Jay-Z when she was like 16?
Well, I know Rihanna did.
Yeah.
I don't know about Beyonce.
I feel like Beyonce was very young.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I know Rihanna, she was 15, right? 15, 16, something like that, from Barbados, that he, was developing
her. She was 19.
She was 19?
Yes.
She was 19? Okay. Yes.
When they got together, but I heard that they had met before that.
I don't know. And
I was just thinking, like, you know, this control thing that they're saying he has over people, that would explain why such a beautiful woman hooked up with such an ugly dude.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah,
they would have been 17 when they met, because it says that they met they started dating in 2001 when she was 19, and they had met a year and a half prior.
Okay,
I'm gonna say it's like 16.
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, and that would explain everything, because we always wondered, like, why would she? That doesn't make sense. But
it's always been about power.
Yeah. So
he could further her career,
right?
Music industry. Although she's talented enough that anybody could have done it.
Right, but maybe he wanted.
But at that time, she didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, Piers Morgan had this person on, and also this Damon Dash also said, there was a lot of control. There was a lot of illegal stuff going on. And then Piers Morgan, got a cease and desist from both Beyonce and Jay-Z, and he had to apologize. I think I might have some audio.
You do?
Okay, here it is.
Well, Jack, you were right, unexpectedly made several serious allegations about Jay-Z and Beyonce during that interview. As I said, in the moment, they were not present to respond or defend themselves, but now they have. Their lawyers contacted us to say that those claims were totally false and have no basis in fact, and we've therefore complied with a legal request to cut them from the original interview. Editing interviews is not something we do lightly at a show called Uncensored, but like the proverbial cries of fire in a crowded theatre, there are legal limits on us too, and we apologise to Jay-Z and Beyonce.
So I don't know what all that's about, but
can I clear something up here?
Yeah.
And you mentioned this earlier. You don't find Jay-Z attractive?
No.
Do you like the way I said that?
I do. Like,
isn't that funny? Hey, I'm just no five-legged horse. But that's a pretty good joke, too.
Yeah, I don't care how much money you have, how much power you have. If you're going to make me a superstar, I would not get in bed with that. Nope. I mean, you really got to want that, right?
I'm shocked. I thought all women find him attractive.
And I guess Jaguar Wright is a woman. I did not know that. It sounded like a guy's name. So,
yeah, it did.
Yeah. And then finally, Diddy has tried to get out of jail for the third time. Oh, so we'll see how this goes. I don't know.
He's desperate.
He wants out.
He's very desperate.
Yeah.
I can't blame him, though. I would want out, too. He's not going to get out, though. Yeah. I mean, as long as these people keep coming forward, I mean, how's the judge going to justify that? Yeah. The guy's a flight risk. He's got all the money in the world. He's got his own jets. I mean, I'm sure they've confiscated a lot of that, but he could still get out of the country.
Yeah, he could go hang out with, Russell.
Yeah.
Russell, the guy.
Simmons.
Yeah, Russell Simmons in Bali.
Right now, I'm not sure anybody's going to take his phone call, though.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't think so.
Can you imagine your phone ringing and you look at the phone and it says Diddy calling? You throw that son of a bitch away.
Somebody said, Jamie, get your facts straight. Illuminati is not a religion. It's a secret society. Oh, dun-dun-dun.
Secret.
Yeah.
Well, we know about it. Can't be that secret.
Yeah, that is a good point.
I mean, wait a minute. We know about it.
And somebody said, think about what Jay-Z looks like. He looks like a really fat turtle.
Wow.
You know what? That's kind of right.
Yeah.
That is kind of right. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
Oh, my God. So good.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.